acting director of Secret Service on scene in Florida, will remain indefinitely. By Wendell Hasebo on September 16, 2024. Acting director of the Secret Service Ronald L. Rowe Jr. arrived in West Palm Beach, Florida, and will remain on the scene indefinitely. According to CNN reporter Zachary Cohen, Rowe will conduct a walkthrough of former President Donald Trump's golf course on Monday. CNN's Cohen reported, and will meet with Secret Service teams and local law enforcement partners. He will also meet with Trump at Mar-a-Lago on Monday, according to Politico's Meredith McGraw. Rowe will remain in Florida indefinitely. President Joe Biden urged Congress on Monday to provide the Secret Service with the necessary resources to Trump, who is the victim of two failed assassination attempts in just over 2 months. Vice President Kamala Harris, Trump's political opponent, did not say in her Monday statement that the Secret Service needs more resources. On Sunday, authorities apprehended Ryan Wesley Routh, 58, for allegedly attempting to assassinate Trump while the president played golf in South Florida. Routh appears aligned with a neocon agenda and often posts about the Ukraine/Russian conflict. He tried to find volunteers to fight Russia. The New York Times interviewed Routh in 2023 about his efforts to recruit volunteers to travel to Ukraine and fight in the war. Routh appears to have been a Trump supporter in 2016 but turned against him by 2020. Make Americans slaves again, he posted earlier this year. Routh reportedly placed a Harris-Biden bumper sticker on a truck outside his home in Hawaii and donated to Democrats' fundraising machine. Routh encouraged Iran to kill Trump in a book about the Ukraine war, according to excerpts circulated on social media, and also claimed that Trump perpetrated January 6, a suggestion that mirrors Democrat talking points echoed in the media. Politicians on the right and left condemned the attempted assassination, though some in establishment media immediately blamed Trump, and not Democrats, for supposedly inflammatory rhetoric that was, they claimed, responsible for political violence. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.